Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Mary Cantando is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Mary is a longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Nine Lives, The Woman Advantage, and her latest is Leading with Care. She also has an outstanding calendar, of which I'm a very happy customer of, and we buy these and give them away because people like them. And she's our good friend, Mary Cantando. Welcome back to the show.
Well, Jim, you know, it is always great to be here with you.
It's good to have you back. And by the way, I think we just got in about 25 or 30 of your calendars to give away.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Jim.
Yeah. Well, we gave them away to the ladies, a lot of the ladies that we work with across the country and around the world. And we get all kinds of nice notes back about how much people like them. And so it's good for us, it's good for them, it's good for you, and thank you for putting that together. In a second, we're gonna tell folks how they can do that as well. Mary, what's going on out there? What are some of the things that you're seeing in the marketplace? What are some ideas that you've got for us today?
Well, you know, Jim, I don't think with the economy that people have been kind of battling for the last couple of years, I really do see a lot of back to basics, if you will. Mm-hmm. So, of course, the technology just changes faster than you can keep up with it. But I do think a lot of the old tried and true approaches to business still work. You know, it still is
the fundamentals. Mary, the fundamentals never go out of style.
Exactly. I mean, you've got to deliver quality, and you've got to focus on relationships. I mean, if you just think about it, think about the fact that your team calls and invites me to do an interview with you. Why is that? Because in the past, I've delivered information that your audience thought was important, and because you and I have developed a relationship over the years.
Well,
that's what it's all about.
And also because you laugh at my jokes. That's always a plus.
Well, you have to analyze every client, Jim, and figure out what their hot buttons are, right?
That's right. That's exactly right. So I agree with you. The fundamentals just don't change, and that's one of the things. I'm glad you brought that up because as we try all this new stuff, as we get involved in social media, for example, and other things. Mm-hmm. Don't get the idea that because this is social media is new, for example, that the way you want to treat people, the way you want to be treated, that if you're not being treated the way you want to be treated, that it's okay because it's new. Those things need to transcend everything, don't they? Those fundamentals need to really be part of everything that we do, whether they're new or not.
You know, I heard a great quote by a Microsoft executive, and it was something like, "You can't run a business sitting behind a computer doing email." And I think that's what a lot of people, right? That's lot of people try to do. They spend 6 hours out of every day doing email, and I think email maybe will keep you at a level platform. It'll keep you from dropping off, but you're never going to move ahead sitting behind a desk doing email all day long.
Well, it's not just email. This is something that I try to remind people about with social media. You know, social media is valuable, and it's not going to go away. We're going to continue to use it. We're learning more and more about how to use it as a tool. But if you're sitting behind a computer doing social media all day long, that's probably not a good success strategy.
That's right. And, you know, as far as social media goes, one, I think, really great approach is to look at, so you're on Facebook, you're on LinkedIn, you're on Twitter, whatever. Look at the people who you follow, who you consistently look for their messages, and you consistently read everything they say. and then think, oh, wow, how could I replicate that for my audience? How could I deliver those, and whether it's a link, whether it's a blog post, whether it's whatever it is, look at the people you're following who you don't want to miss what they say, and then think, okay, now how could I do that for my prospects and my customers?
Right, right, absolutely. Well, exactly, and see, the imitation is the best form of flattery. And so you're flattering these people when you do that, and that's exactly right. I mean, you and I are successful business people, but we didn't invent success in business. We've modeled ours after people we've learned from over the years, mentors and people who didn't know they were our mentors. So I agree with that.
Oh, that is such a great point, Jim. You know, people think that you are born with this entrepreneurial gene, or you're born with this business gene, and you know, and it isn't that at all. It's about putting yourself in the place of other people who are doing it right and just paying attention.
That's right. I like what you said about paying attention. That's such an important thing. And I know people are saying right now, well, duh, everybody pays attention. Well, guess what, folks? Everybody doesn't pay attention. There are a lot of people out there who are so self-absorbed. Mary, you see this all the time. They're so self-absorbed, they don't see what anybody – they don't see anything going on around them. They completely lose that. But there's one other thing that you need to incorporate. If you'll incorporate these two things, what you just said, paying attention, Mary, and curiosity. If you'll include curiosity, if you'll try to become – if you're not already a very curious person – and I am. You are too, Mary. But if you're not already a very curious person, try to practice curiosity. You can do it. And practice this, what you were just saying about paying attention. Those two things, you'll get smarter real quick, won't you?
That's really true. And, you know, the other thing I would add to that, Jim, is optimism. Because so often you will talk to somebody about how to do something. So I'm going out and I'm doing keynotes, and afterwards people come up to me. And they'll talk about something that I've said, and they'll start out by saying, oh, but the reason that won't work for me, that doesn't work in our industry, or, here's why that won't. It's like, no, back up from that. And when you hear an idea or you see an idea, think, you know, take your curiosity quotient there, and you think, how would this work in my industry?
Right.
How could I tweak this for my customers? And then be optimistic that it will work.
Right. So give it a shot. Hey, Mary, I got to wrap it up for this segment. Give us your website quickly one time, please.
Womansadvantage.biz.
Womansadvantage.biz. Check it out, folks. Mary Contando. She and I will be right back. When we come back, I'm going to tell you how you can find her calendars, which you're going to want one. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.